Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 18th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about threats by Zimbabwe's president to punish human rights activists and other issues.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com and voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's utterances that Zimbabwe will punish human rights activists and the retirement of some army generals.
President Mnangagwa says his government will punish human rights activists, including doctors and lawyers who are believed to have assisted protesters in any way, who staged public protests over the high cost of living in Zimbabwe in January this year. Doctors treated the injured, while some lawyers took care of people who were arrested following nationwide protests.
We will also focus on Mnangagwa's move to retire four generals, and that is Major General Douglas Nikayaramba, Major General Martin Chedondo, Air Vice Marshal Shepa Shumba Yawonda, and Major General Anselm Sanyatwe. Major General Sanyatwe, who led the Presidential Guard, told an inquiry into last year's post-election violence that one of his soldiers caught on video shooting into a crowd was firing into the air at a 45-degree angle.
Major General Nikayaramba has openly declared that he is ZANU-PF activist. Their retirement come at a time when Vice President retired General Constantino Chiwenga, who is believed to be the brains behind Mnangagwa's rise to power, is hospitalized in India for an undisclosed ailment.
And in another development, Tendai Biti of the MTC led by Nelson Chamisa was fined $200 for prematurely announcing election results last year.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yeah, lingalitshona njani zulukandaba. Namhlanje siyahlangana ku Live Talk. Lapho sikhuluma khona ngendaba ezingani zimqotho kwele Zimbabwe khona ngale. Kumbe ngithi zimqoka kwele Zimbabwe. Lapha ke sikhuluma ngokukhulunywe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Ukade kukhuluma sibile sithi labo abantu ukhanyazane bancedisa labo ababejengisela emgwaqweni kumele bejeziswe. Lapha ke sikhuluma ke ngamadokotela kuzobuya abalwela ilungelo likaZulu abangani bayenza okutshiyeneyo. Lapha ke kuguqela njalo amagqwetha. So ke sizwe ke umongameli Mnangagwa ekhuluma emhlanganweni awenzileyo eralini esithi ya kumele sibili kuthathwe amanyathelo angazana nzima. Ye, kuzobuya ke siyaphinda sikhulume ngokwenziwe umongameli namhlanje osetheke sokumele abanye ogeneral baye zihlalela ngkhaya. Kodwa kabasuze beyehlala ngkhaya ukuthi baya ezindlini kukhanya ngazani ke bazahamba baye kwamanye amazwe lapha bamela khona ilizwe leZimbabwe. So ke kukhanya ngazani baba ngama-diplomats. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke ukuthi lithini ngokususwa esikhundleni kwa-Major General Douglas Nikayaramba, samkhumbula uNikayaramba sibili wathi yena usekela ibandla leZANU-PF. Kuzobuya ke uMajor General Martin Chitondo kanye lo-A Marshal Shepa Shumba Yawonda kanye lo-Major General Anselm Sanyatwe. Sanyatwe lisakhumbula laphana ke isotsha lalisithi lakhanya lidubula abantu. Yena wasesithi isotsha leliyana kwakukhanya ngazani alidubuli bantu kodwa ke kwakukhanya ukuthi umbhobho ukhombele ebantwini. Kusenziwa inquiry liyana kamotlante lisakhumbula sibili. So ke ulayo sekuthiwa hayi hamba ngkhaya ndoda. Kodwa ke kwenzakala konke lokhu u-retired general ongu-vice president uKosatino Chiwenga kuzwakala ke ese-India khona ngale lapho ayelatsho khona asikwazi ukuthi ubulawa kwini. wande kunjalo ke futhi
ndiripodiwe nasi tinokuchangamidzai nemufaro muchirongwa chedu chelife talk tiri kutarisa zvinhu zviri kuitika muZimbabwe tichitarisa zvikuru sei zvakataurwa nezviri kutaurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa avo vabudisa mashoko okuti vanhu vese vakabatsira vanhu panguva yekuratidzira masvondo mashomana napfuura vacharangwa nehurumende yavo izvi zvinotevera kubatsirwa kwakaitwa vanhu kana kuti kubatsira kwakaita mamwe vanachiremba nemamwe magweta vachibatsira vanhu vakanga vashungurudzwa panguva yekuratidzira saka mutungamiri wenyika unoda kuti vanachiremba ivavo namagweta iwayo varangwe kuti vakabatsirire vanhu panguva iyoyoyo chimwe zvayo chatoda kuti titarise hatisi kuzova kuti tingati kuregeswa basa here kana kuti kukwiridzikwa pamabasa kwaitwa majeneral anosvika mana anotarisirwa kuti vachapiwa zvimwe zvinzvimbo kunze kwebasa ravanga vachiita mumauto majeneral vanosanganisira general Douglas Nyika Yaramba major general Martin Chedondo air vice marshal Sheva Shumba Yaonda na major general Anselm Sanyatwe ndo vanzi vachakwiridzirwa kuti vabviswa kumauto nomutungamiri wenyika tichatarisa zvekare zvaitika kuna vatendai biti nhasi ava vanonzi vakwanikwa vaine mhosva yokutaura zvakabuda musarudzo nguva isati yasvika uyezve vasina mvumo vakanzi vabvisiswe mari inoita madhora mazana maviri saka tichakange tichitarisavo nenyaya iyoyo ndoda kukuyeudzidza zvekare kuti chirongwa ichi chiri kubuda live pafacebook pages yedu VOA Studio 7 VOA Shona neVOA Ndevele kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi sekutaura kwatamboita tifonereka kuti tutumireiwo meseji panhamba dzewhatsapp dzinoti 001-202-619-2077 isu tigokufonerai mugotitaurirawo zvamunofunga
Yes, I think our first guest is Mr. Giles Mutsekwa. Mr. Giles Mutsekwa is with the MTC Alliance. Mr. Mutsekwa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you and thank you.
Thank you so much. And what can you say about the utterances of Mr. Mnangagwa's utterances, actually? We are told that he said, you know, those people who actually assisted in any way protesters should be punished. You know, here we're talking about doctors, and human rights lawyers.
Look, there is one thing that is becoming so prominent with Emmerson Mnangagwa at the moment, that he's now familiar for speaking completely out of step. And you begin to wonder whether the man is still okay. Because firstly, you know, these are good Samaritans who came to the rescue of people who had been punished by his own government. And for him to turn around and then blame the good Samaritans, you know, you can't imagine what he's talking about, you know.
And in any way, do you have? Let me put it this way: when it comes to some of those issues, and the MTC Alliance is actually listening, are you not the targets, you know, in this case?
Sorry, are we not the
targets? Are you not being targeted by the president and his government? Instead of him pointing out that doctors and human rights lawyers are to blame for some of these things, is the target not MTC?
Well, it doesn't matter. We have always been. You know, we have always been. We are his main challenger. We won the elections last year. So naturally, we are number one enemy to him. So we have stopped worrying about that at the moment. But we get worried. If this, you know, if he's targeting us as politicians, we are ready for it. Because this is the reason why we went into this game. We are ready for it. We have got hard heads put on because we know the kind of a person we are dealing with. But he must leave good Samaritans alone. He must, in actual fact, be thanking the good Samaritans if indeed he is in government.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wande. Do you have a question for him?
I'm saying, kana makatarisa nyaya e ma general aya mana anonzi abva ku arikubviswa ku ku army kuda pamwe vachapiwa zvinzvimbo mabasa murumende chamunoona chiri kuitika pachi
zvandinoona zvakawanda chekutanga ndechekuti zviri so obvious kuti ma generals are in the first place wakaitwa overpromote. In other words, what I'm saying there kuti one waka promote kwa pasina vacancies. Ndeche kutanga. Chechipiri ndeche kuti wana mnanga kwa wane hurumende yao washaya kuchuo na manje kuti wano waita se. There are various other things. One, if you look at my generals haya aka angari kunzi aitwa retire but wana kuposti of foreign affairs. You begin to say to yourself, foreign affairs, natural, do you achieve foreign affairs? You know, because what else are they going to be doing in foreign affairs, apart from being diplomats? But if you look at Wananya Nikayaramba, Wanasanyatwe, Wana, all those other Ningiriki, they are far away from being diplomats. So what are they going to be doing for foreign affairs? Watch.
Mataura mchiti pakaitwa promotion pasina mabasa. Munoreveka mchidaro?
Nekuti mu defense forces, mune inonzi establishment. Saka usati wapiwa rengi itwa, unofanira kunga uru zika na kutuzata kupa rengi ii, uchanono senza papi. Saka zinoita wanwe zanu PFI. Wanongo promota wano nekuti wari kuda they are desperate ye nekuda kuona ni support kubva ku military kubva ku defense forces saka kungopiwa ma rank but kana wazopiwa rank kuti manje rank yako unoisenzesa papi pacho the papi basa raunoita nderipi what is your correct appointment in other words what are you promoting about without corresponding appointments
asi imimi munofungei nekuwanda kuri kuita vemauto muhurumende.
You know, kudai kwanga kuri kuti mauto aya, ini ndiri muto kai. Asi kudai kwanga kuri kuti mauto aya, anopiwa zvine kukodzera kwavakaita zvinhu zvavo neunyanzvi hwavo. Tingadai tichiti dzimweni dzenguva vanhu ava vari kuya kunobatsira kuti hurumende ifambe zvakanaka. Chiri kutinetsa ndechekuti mauto aya wari kupinda muhurumende ava chiri kuanetsa ndechekuti vanhu wari kuendeswa kwavasina unyanzvi nawo saka zvinotiita wari kuzvinotaura kuti chii yamilitary government.
Aiwa vamuchekwa murambe muri ipapo tiri kudzoka kwamuri muchinguva chishomanana. Dube, yes, Mr. Muchekwa says that his concern mostly has to do with the promotion where there are no vacancies in existence. And he's also worried about the issue of just random promotions where military people are taken and given jobs in areas in which they don't have any expertise. So those are the two concerns that he's talking about.
Yes, and then on Facebook, we've got so many people that are actually watching us right now, and they include Mthandeni Mqobisi Chibale uthi lami ngibukele ke mfowethu Dube kuzobuya njalo uLesidi Moleya uthi sikhona lapha sebotshwa kumbe zama ukuthi kwelaphutswana kuzobuya ke uBusani Mbuso Ntini uthi lami ngibukele Dube Abraham Ncube polite kwakuba Maphosa sehli majamela ngeleza la uthi ngikhona kwanobe sitikini. Kuzobuya ke kuVio Studio 7 kulo bantu abanjengo Boaz Jaguru who's in Haveron, then Stanley Tizora, Noel Maphosa, uthi sonke I'm watching you guys live. Then kuzobuya uThando Ntokozo uthi lami ngikhona. So ke siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi likhona kwanapha esitikini. Kuthi lesitshele phela ukuthi likubona njani kwenzakala eZimbabwe, lifake le nombolo zenu khonapha kwenza ukuthi siqoqene sibanengi. Ngiyabona sibili liyangena sibili stikini. Now going back to Mr. Mutsekwa. So Mr. Mutsekwa, the promotion of these guys or promotion or demotion of these guys, you know, They are literally going out there in the world to actually represent Zimbabwe. But if you look at Major General Douglas Nyakaramba, he has been in the army and has been very controversial in terms of what he's been uttering. And, you know, at one stage, he said he was a ZANU-PF activist, yet he was in the army. When you look at Sanyatwe, you know, you still remember the fiasco over the shooting of people in Zimbabwe. So at the end of the day, will these people make an impact in terms of the re-engagement policy that Mr. Mnangagwa has embarked upon? Are you there, Mr. Msekwa?
We are confronted with. Firstly, if you have got to transfer or promote or post people to foreign affairs, those people must be diplomats. And diplomats, as the word says. Now, if you look around those generals that have been retired and are going to be posted into foreign affairs, none of them would ever be called a diplomat. Firstly, you talk about Major General Nyakaramba. It's common knowledge here in Zimbabwe that apart from him interfering with operations of the civilian sector whilst he was still in the army, he is one person actually who failed to be on the side of the people here in Zimbabwe. That's one person who is properly ZANU-nized, that he has got no respect whatsoever in the international community. So how do you then pose that kind of a person to be a diplomat? You know, and correctly, as you also mentioned, you know, President Mnangagwa has been on the loudest voice ever to say to everybody who care to listen that he's on the diplomatic offensive and he wants to make sure that he engages the international community. You don't re-engage when you're using people like Wadani Kayaramba because you're wasting everybody's time. The same thing goes for Major General Sanyatwe. You know, I loved Major General Sanyatwe appeared before the Monsanto Commission, which was investigating the goings-on of 1 August last year. You know, the shootings that took place here in Harare, in Zimbabwe. And you know one thing? You know one thing that he said that surprised everybody? That time he was still a brigadier. And the brigadier is a high-ranking officer. And do you know what he said? He testified under oath and he said that if a soldier wants to shoot in the air, well, you take a kneeling position. Now, everybody knows that's nonsense. You know, from basic training, and I'm a soldier, from basic training, you know if you want to shoot in the air, you stand up instead. If you kneel, all you're doing, you're targeting a person, you're targeting somebody who is also fairly close to yourself. So that's a major general now, who now, after having gained that kind of notoriety, or rather, after having given that kind of evidence before a commission, a serious commission, and then you pose that person, you wanted that person to represent the country as a diplomat, you need to choose your best foot that you put forward. These people are not material for that.
Thank you so much, and hold on there. I think we've got 2 callers. Let's go over the callers very quickly. We've got Vusumuzi Kuboni. Hey, Baba, Vusumuzi Kunjani?
I'm
here, Peter. What about
South Africa.
So when uti bona bazompopa kube
ayi angicabangi ukuthi khona ngoba umuntu mayezoba yinxusa kuba khona isifundo azaziwa hayi ukuthi uvesane ukhishwe nje ku-ani uvesane ungene ebunxuseni ayi angicabanga ukuthi umqondo omuhle fa
hayi siyakuzwa ke mfowethu sicela ubambe khonapho ke ungayikatshana ume kancane sizama ukuthi sitshele abantu ukuthi uthini so what Mr. Maseko is saying is that these generals are not too trained or well trained to actually represent Zimbabwe in diplomatic circles.
Mm-hmm.
So he says at the end of the day it may be just a misfit for them to go out there and represent Zimbabwe. So ekugcineni ke baba Maseko ubona kanjani pho kumele kwekele yini ukuthi bathunywe abantu la lapha bakhona
ukuthi banjani
ukuthi bahambe lapho kumele bayekhona ukuthi bayemele ilizwe leZimbabwe.
Hayi angicabangi ukuthi bekufanele ukuthi kukhishwe ikakhulukazi njengoba manje njengoba sibhekene nje ukuthi ama-sanctions azozosayina futhi ukuthi kube nabantu abangena kuma-sanctions babuye ba futhi baletha amanye amasota kwamanye amazwe kuyokusho ukuthi nje laphana nje kusuke kuwukuthi nje baqhube i-agenda ye-politics akukho nje ukuthi kusuke kumela kabi ibizwe ngempela sekuqhutha nje i-agenda ye-politics angicabangi ukuthi ikhona into abasazoyenza nekuthi nje bathole nje into abangazenza nalokuthi nje benze isiqiniseko sokuthi akekho umuntu ophuma endleleni kuzanu-P F ephathini kodwa angicabangi ukuthi kungumqondo omuhle ngoba ngempela le nto esibhekene nayo sibhekane nenkinga enkulu manje amasosha nakhona nasezikhundleni uma ngabe lokhu kungena amasosha kuphuma amasosha ngalo nkinga lokho nje kungahambi kahle ngoba manje abawufundeli lo msebenzi mabane bathathe nje bafakele ukuthi ngabe baqale mhlawumbe ba-retire kwaba isikhathi eside kwayimali besebebakhipha
yesbona
singaphandle
yes iyakuzwa kakhulu ke sibongele kakhulu baba Maseko yes, well, so we've got Joe Bernard and Mr. Richard Moyo. So start with Joe Bernard.
Yeah, Mkoma Bernard Makadigo.
I want to know what I should say.
Murikupi?
Murikupi, what's going on Francis Town?
Muriku Francis Town. It's about 3 years ago, Shoko, and you're going to get a trick to our nasi.
Sisari sa urumende za no PFU.
Mm-hmm.
Ihurumende yakararamira mune zvinhu zvine utsotsi kubva kwese kutanga kwayo kusvika pairi nhasi ngatitarisei kuita kwemasoja aya kubva 1983 kusvika 87
taura yanyu
tichitarisa nhoroondo yedu kubva 1983 kusvika 87 kushungurudzwa kwevanhu vanotaura chirudzi chechindevele vari mukati mebato rezapu uyeze tingati ivo vamunangagwa ivo nyakuronga umunhu ese uyu kuitwa kwawo kubva 83 kusvika 87 ivava mamwe magenerals acho ati kutaura nezvavo akanga aripo futi arimo achipara mhosva panguva iyoyo tobva ipapo 2008 tese takazoona vachiwenga vavo vari mukuru wemauto vachitaura kuti handimbofa ndakasaruta vatsvangirai ani mazona kubudikidza vamunangagwa vataura kuti zoni pamavhoti akanga avhotwa kwaidiwa 50+1 saka tinotaura tichiti hurumende yamunangagwa nemasoja vanhu vamwe chete vanhu vakabatana uyezve vanhu ava havambofa vakaregedza tsika yavo tochitaura kuenda kwavo kwavari kuda kuzoita kunzi vava kuda kunoitwa kuti vashandire vari semadiplomati hapana chinhu chiri diplomatiki pamusoro pevarume anasanyatwe nyika yaramba naana chedondo hapana chinozivikanwa nevakuru ivava ende uyezve nemabasa ese avakabata vari munomo pakupfurwa kwevanhu pagore rakapera muna First Octobers vasanyatwe vakabuda patv apa vachitaura vachiti ivo musoja akanga akapfugama aida kupfuura 45 degrees angle iriniwo ndozoti kuvi vanotaura vachiti 45 degrees yengo tinoziva kuti kana tikapfuura hairambi yakamaintaina position yainoramba iri inoramba ichidi inoramba ichidzika pasi saka ndiri kuti vakura avakavava tiri kutambisirwa nguva yedu hapana chinozivikanwa vanhu varida kubviswa kumauto varida kuzodzoswa kuti vachinyatsopinda full time mupolitics chaizvaizvi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu tinotenda chaizvo yes he's making observations that ZANU PF has always been against Ndebele speaking people, and he gave the indication of ZAPU, for example. But his point that he's trying to bring to the fore is that all these generals were in the military, were in the army when the Gukurahundi fiasco, the massacre was committed. So, you know, he doesn't expect anything better from them because they already have shown their full colors. And he's not amused about this transfer of the military into civilian positions. So that is his point now.
I think we have to announce that we actually invited ZANU-PF officials to, you know, join us today, but the numbers are not going through. I think maybe the numbers are having some challenges.
Yeah,
so hopefully we're going to get them, right?
I wonder if it's deliberate. They don't seem to be very forthcoming to explain some of the positions.
Yeah, let's hope we're going to get them, yeah.
Yes, let's hope so.
Yes, we've got Richard Moyo. Can you take him?
Makadi Nikova Moyo, Reverend, Pastor Moyo.
Sanona ninjani.
Ah, what's your problem, Magadenyu?
I was corner.
Yeah, akuchoba. Yeah, akuchoba ukuthi.
Oh, ngingathanda ukukhuluma namhlanje.
Yeah, so wena ubona njani kunoku okuthwa ama generals lawa ase retireiwe. So kumele bayemela ilizwe leZimbabwe kwamanye amazwe.
The way ngibona ngakhona ne baba Dube. Kune plan lana the way ngibona ngakhona ubaba u president une I think kuna abanye abantu bamthelile ukuthi the way kungakhona mawufort wena uzuze lapha esihlalweni ukuso lesi kufanele ukhipha abanye izinduna lezi amasoja amakhulu uzinikeze mhlambe eminye imisebenzi so the way kungakhona la izinduna zamasoja ungathi ziyajabula ukuthi sesinikeze umnye umsebenzi mara the way ngibona ngakhona ungathi kune plan inova idraft bayidlalele lapho ukuthi thana abantu abalabo maba bayeka ukuhamba ngokuhamba the way ngibona ngakhona ilizwe liyenza ngakhona ngibo abalabo bazokhona ukuba nenye plan the way kuyenzekile kusikhathi lesa saka president ubaba Mugabe so that's why ubona ngakhona ukuthi banyikeza laba bathi ba retire sibanyikeze bakhambe bayosebenza kunamanye amazwe njengama ambassador uhlakaniphile ukuthi uzonyikeza abanye abatsha amasoja amanye amatsha ukuthi azilezinduna ngithi basesilambile labo so ma umuntu ma angene esihlalweni ma asalambile angeke uzoyenza the way upresident afuna so sokuthi labo baba bangajabula ukuthi sokuthi sinezinye isihlalo even imindeni yabo ukuthi zoyakuphi kuphi mara the way kungakhona kune plan the way ngibona ngakhona upresident une plan kunabantu bamujelile no ma the way kungakhona elizweni ubona amasoja ayenza so kufanele ukhiphe izinduna zakhona ezinkulu mawazikhipha uzinyikeze eminye imisebenzi and even nalapho babafaka khona angeke basurvive banosebenza maybe isikhatshana mara the way kungakhona bafuna ukunyikeza abanye la batsha ukuthi bakhone ukumsapota bakhone ukujamana esonge isikhathi iyo ngibona ngakhona and futhi enye into upresident sala khuluma athi into le yenzekile ukuthi abantu bangene esitratweni njalo iplan yokuthi bakhona bafuna ukumkhipha esihlalweni the way ngibona ngakhona SID ni vele ukhulumile iqiniso ngenxa yokuthi the way abantu bakho banjengisele esitratweni vele abantu bathe intengo seyadura njalo mara uba right ngenxa yokuthi vele abantu the way bakwathile ngakhona the way bangona ngakhona abantu abaningi abasafuni ngenxa yokuthi abanye abantu abaningi abana izimoto njalo banongenela khonoko mara the way akhulumile ngakho indifa leyo ukuthi abantu vele bafuna umgetula le iqiniso indifa leyo
ye siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Moyo ungathi nakusasa ba
siyathokoza kakhulu uNkulunkulu abe nani lapho
nabalala
and futhi into yokugcina wena ngingakakhambi baba ngifuna ukutshela izalwane zeZimbabwe ezilalelelo mhasho lo lapho bakhona sazi ukuthi isikhathi lesi imvula yana khulukhulu lana kuSouth Africa eLimpopo laphaya sidinga abantu baseZimbabwe bacaphele umfula leLimpopo ugcwele khulu amalanga la abantu bayo bangacross umfula bayenze kancane mawangana amapassport bangakhamba izinto ofana seDite esikwalakwala nalapho kokubathi komafofu kokomama Maria njalo
yes,
border pass umfula ugcwele khulu sethokoza khulu uNkulunkulu abe nani kunabalaleli bonke amen
sibonga kakhulu ke mfundisi ungathini nokusasa so
thank you so much
pastor umfundisi is saying a lot about you know the mistrust that exists maybe between Mr. Mnangagwa and his generals. So he says maybe it's a way to preempt some kind of something that was, you know, being cooked behind the scenes.
Mm.
Maybe something to do with a coup or, you know, or maybe to neutralize these generals. In a way, he says these generals may not survive for a long time outside the army.
Mm-hmm.
So he says they may have been very active and doing a lot of stuff, but now when they're out there, they'll be a little bit neutralized.
Mm.
So he says maybe Mnangagwa will bring in some yes men. You know, new generals cannot not always think of other things
except
their positions. Yeah,
that's what I'm getting here from Mr. Muzimube. We're saying that all this that we are seeing is just preparation in case Chiwenga and Sibusiso Moyo step aside in some way or other, and that all the junta is being retired into government political positions to keep Zimbabwe under a transitional leadership. He says that we must remember that these were General Sibusiso Moyo's first words when he took over as Minister of Foreign Affairs.
Yes, so
people are looking at this and giving totally varied interpretations of these actions that we are witnessing from the government these days.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Wandi. So we've got Tembani Jiani lapha ke ku Facebook opalacity izimbabwe ngeke ilunge ngendlela okufaka ngayo amasosha kuhulumende. Awukho umehluko abazawenza yikufakana nje ukuthi bengalambi. Ubusani Mbuso Ntini says one will assume these generals will be posted to countries already friendly to Zimbabwe, that is Russia, China, Belarus and others. So that is according to Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini. Then umnumzana JP TK Jabulani Tandega uthi shame kakhulu okwenziwa ngumongameli. Yeah, so siyabazwa abantu bakhuluma. Do you have any person there who has commented?
Yeah, we have Hamilton Chida, who says a soldier shoots in any direction from any stance. He's not clear as to what exactly he's referring to. And Faith Cutler says that this says a lot about Mnangagwa's disastrous term as president of Zimbabwe. Then Gages Muta says changing diplomats without changing the behavior will take the country nowhere. ED killed civilians. Oh, my goodness. He is guilty of human slaughter and not respecting human rights.
So maybe we can also include the word alleged.
Alleged, yes, yes. Then Brian Mshanduri says, Mukuru wedu ave kurasika kubatsira vaka shungurudzwa pa kuratidzira kwaka itika hakuna kuipa. Mashoko emukuru wedu ari pachena kuti hanei nekodzero dzevanhu. Brian here is concerned about the vindictiveness, apparently, of the head of state who wants to punish those people, the doctors and the lawyers who assisted the people who were facing an emergency during those demonstrations.
Yes, and then we've got Frank Lemp, who says Zimbabwe is going nowhere as a country. The international community is doing nothing to help poor Zimbabweans who are being mistreated by the ED government. Then we've got Rapsek Chimera, who says, I'm watching you from Tete Province in Mozambique. Then Manimanzi says, I'm watching you live, guys. Keep up the good work that you're doing. You'll be rewarded one day. Thank you so much, Manimanzi. Then Emmanuel Nyakonda says, ET is totally clueless in terms of what he's doing. And then we've got our third guest, second guest, right? That is Chief Chirandu, a former captain in the Zimbabwe National Army. Chief Chirandu, welcome to the program. Thank you so much, Mr. Wande.
Magadi niko Chirandu.
Ah, ndiri kuti kanjani.
Aiwa tiri nani izvi. Tibatsirewo nepfungwa dzenyu munozviona sei?
It's quite appalling. When I read about this in the afternoon, I only asked myself with the where exactly are we going? What's wrong with the leadership, if we have any? Because basically, if you look at the people that are said to have been retired in order to take up diplomatic roles, let me start with Anselm, Major General Anselm Sanyatwe. We all know that he is popularly known as the 45-degree angle Major General. He presided, he ordered and presided over the tragic killing, shooting of defenseless civilians on the 1st of August 2018. And we see such an appointment being made by somebody who believes it is in his sober senses to make such appointments of four generals, purportedly retired for some reason. I don't know whether it is a real retirement or not, or it's just a smoke screen. I'm not sure. Basically, I want to start with the definition of a diplomat. Right? A diplomat is somebody who can be sensitive in dealing with others and who can achieve peaceful resolutions and facilitate discussions. A person who doesn't take sides in a fight and who instead helps others to resolve their differences as an example of someone who is diplomatic. But if you look at this Anselm, we defended during that commission. We understand there was a commission which was instituted after the killing of civilians on the 1st of August 2018. He was so determined to try to defend the actions of the soldiers who killed people, civilians, defenseless civilians, hapless civilians, and he wanted to justify the actions so taken by the soldiers in a way that would probably exonerate their actions. You know, it's really bad. You spoke of 45 degrees, where the soldiers are firing at 45 degrees, which is not true anyway. We know we've been in the system. There is no reason, there was no way the civilians could have been shot right in the back when the soldiers were firing in the air, maybe at 45 degrees. That was a fact, that was a mockery. But we see today somebody being said to have been retired in order to take up a role as a diplomat. This is a shame. We also let me talk about is Douglas Ngiaramba, Major General Douglas Ngiaramba. We all know in 2002 he helped the NPF to cling on to power. He helped to win the elections in 2002. If you all remember, he was said to have been retired by that time in 2002 when he was the chief elections officer of EFC, the Electoral Supervisory Commission, then before it became dead. So he was the chief elections officer, where he then worked hand in glove with others like Utuile Silaigwana to rig the election in 2002 in order to keep the NPF in power. And today we are saying we have the diplomat in the form of Douglas Ngiaramba. This is a pity. We don't know where we are going. I think we have lost our moral compass completely, especially when we talk about the president himself and even the vice president and whoever is involved in the appointment of such people.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to talk about Martin Chedondo, the third one, mm-hmm. Major General Martin Chedondo. I don't know much about this Martin Chedondo. He has been on the quiet side of things, but all I know is that, well, I know you know the Sangoma, whom is the Reverend Mugabe used to consult because he's a Sangoma. Anyway, we cannot really talk much about this. Then Air Vice Marshal Shumba Yaonda. I don't know much about this, but his only fault or his only case is the fact that he is part of the bandwagon. He is a member of a rogue system. That's the only way I can say he is also vicariously liable for all the ills that are going on in our country.
Now looking at the retirement of these generals and their pending deployment to some nations, so are soldiers actually trained in diplomacy, or these ones are going to get some kind of a reorientation? So, but are they going to do a good job? Or, you know, if you are trained to be a diplomat, you can naturally do sometimes a good job even if you're a soldier, right?
It would happen. Yes, it is very possible, you know, because our training involves a lot of things, you know, and the diplomacy is also part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, we are looking at a different scenario together. where our system, our military is not professional. Because somebody, a diplomat is somebody who is a professional. But we are looking at an army, a military organization, a defense force, which is very unprofessional, which is not impartial. People who are not really there to stand for, you know, to defend the nation, to defend the civilians, but the role of a military person is to defend the country and the people. You know, because you can't just defend the country that doesn't have people. The people are the ones that constitute the country. You know, so if you are not in a position to know your role, first and foremost, as a military officer, then you are appointed as a diplomat. Well, that doesn't work at all, because what has to come first is professionalism. But we don't have professionalism in our defense force. So, well, this is misplaced, totally misplaced. We cannot expect them to discharge proper duties of diplomacy in that capacity, looking at the fact that they are themselves not professional.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. I think we've got a caller, maybe, or we've got Mr. Clement Moyo, a human rights activist. He's based in Bulawayo. Baba Moyo, kunjani? Hello, Mr. Moyo?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa tu.
Yeah, Baba Moyo, nxa singakhuluma kakhulu ke okukhulunywe ngubaba uMnangagwa, othe kumele kujeziswe abantu abanjengani phela okukhanya ngazani lalitshotshozela ababetshengisela. So uthi khonoko ukuthi lalibanceda ngakho ikutshotshozela phela akuphendleko lapho
angikholwa kodwa akukwanisa lokhu nxa esakufuna ukubusa leli lizwe angikholwa. Ngiyabona laphana nje bezama ukuthokozisa abantu bemaralini emareserve, into yokukhulumela abantu abangakazi umthetho, abangakafundiswa kuhle ngamalungelo abo lawana nabantu, yibo abangakulaleli ukuthi ukhulumani ebantwini sisilwa abangqondo. That is nonsense. You just can't do that. We are too many. It's just too many of us.
So
and people, abantu bazondile la. Abantu kayise ukuthi bazondele yena, bazondele ilizwe ukuthi kalimanga kuhle. Balokhe bemenga ukuthi kenze into efaneleyo. Akafuni ukwenza le nto efaneleyo. Ugijimisana labantu uza kwazi njani ukuthi lo ngiyowenza lokhu, lo ngiyowenza lokhu. Akwenzakali lo tana. It's not possible.
So kodwa ke
angeka vela kukwanise lokho.
Yeah, kodwa kwethusela khona kuphela kuJohn kini. Yeah.
Yena nguye okumele abekwazi ukuthi kungaba yikugcina kokubusa kwakhe.
Ujongani khonapho?
Ngoba sizakwenza uMvukela. UMvukela uzaba khona lapha dubela. Ayisikuthi kufuna kwabantu, kodwa ukuhlukuluzwa sokube kakhulu kuningi kakhulu. Abantu sebediniwe, abantu balenjala, izimali ziphelile, zihambile nje. Abantu basebenzela amahhala, basebenzela izimali zikhothi labor yayikhothwa nge-US dollar, kwatshintsha kwangeniswa ibhondi. Ibhondi langikhona labe labulawa. Abantu balambile, abantu bazontile, ilungelo labo lichaphaziwe la njalo. Abantu babulewe lapha bedutshulwe, akuna nto ayizamayo. Kanti laba babulala abantu ke bazazibabutsheni abazakali kabi. Ugijinyelwa abantu ongazakali ukuthi balamacala ngeqiniso, khathi kutshela abantu ukuthi demonstrator kulicala. Akunamuntu wathi umuntu ukuthi kayetshontsha ngakho, umuntu wathi umuntu kayetshontsha. Izigezi engalazo zangenela khonapho zathola kunjalo, abantu abavevele belambile basebesona. Kodwa ukuthi bathunywa ngumuntu sibili, i-political party kumbe i-organization yamalungelo lawo ngamanga. Njalo umthetho uthi umuntu angaze abulale 200 people uvunyelwe ukumelwa ligqwethe ekhothi.
Ye, siyakuzwa Moyo, sicela ubambe khonapho ke ungakajabule.
Kumele azabonakala ukuthi ulecala, ayikhona ukuphonga ukuthi ulecala inqulo lamanga uyambambela. Wakubona ngaphi khonokho? Kambe yena umuntu omdala sikulobusa ilizwe angama phambi kwabantu akhuluma into enjalo? Lana ngamanjwane lawa.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Moyo, sicela ubambe khonapho ungakajana. So what Mr. Moyo is saying is that, you know, those are empty threats that are being made by the president. He says, you know, if he pushes people too far, Zimbabwe may be soon ungovernable. So he says people have endured a lot of, you know, beatings. People have been suffering a lot. And telling people to protest is not a crime, according to him. Constitutionally, he says people are allowed to stage protests. So he says, you know what, it's enough and people don't like it at all. And at the same time, he says, how about those people who actually killed protesters? What has happened to the killers? You know, I think that's a big question.
It is a big question.
Now we've got a caller. I think let's go for the caller.
Makadine, you par in area po. Hello.
Hey,
I want to nani isu. Tiri kutaura nani huya muri kupi? Yeah. Ti basire wona nefungwa dzenyu pane nyaya dza tiri kutaura.
Immigration ya ED. Wakatora wa chiti, I was in constant contact with the general. And this is what I'm talking
about.
So, in return, my generals are another reward. Already, wakiwenga wakati wana reward ya, wakanzi ni vice president. So, my generals are Sara, ndio aliku reward wawo. Nimaba, nima posta wa muru kuona wanzi wa ite ima diplomata. Otherwise, amugu wani kutora mnagata sa lanyika ya ramba. Mwende wa teaching the eminent Miri ambassador muri ku Britain. Azigoni. Wangu na mkuchitua kwa dapu dapu zinza zata sana Malawi or Zambia. That's because it is zero zero. It will pass around that is right here. Alana. Alake zizi zo kambasi. So, kukur kuru wa fada waza. But otherwise, rafa wazizi watu ngur kaya wote nda. So, wakumba kwa wawo wote ndo rima. You understand what I'm saying?
Aywa.
Yeah, wangu tibati niyaje apana. Batiro ya kia kaya apana kwa nezi. Lapa asuti ngo rikoko kukuza npye.
He's very skeptical that they can be taught anything, you know, and do anything diplomatically, because they already shown their true colors and. Diplomacy is not going to come anywhere near these guys.
Says even if they're trained, right?
Yes.
So I think we've got another caller. Let's see. I think that we've got Mr. Mananda.
Tina Mananda Parunare. Magadi ni kwa Mananda?
Ndiri po Magadi wawa. Ndiri kwa Magadi kwa Amerika. Nchiti mwese mesero. Hariku chukakasi ya nanivari kumusha. Mbichi tuwo ndine urombo shukuru nukura sikiru wakupe ni kwa vana wakafari wakafari.
Ichokwadi aiwa tiritese ngosoka iya aiwa tinotenda zvikuru taura
yenyu. My take on this issue of the reassignment of the three generals to civilian jobs in the diplomatic mission, I just wanted to say it has never been happening in Zimbabwe alone. It is an issue that has been happening to so many countries in the whole world, depending on their credibilities and what they are capable of, what they can do for the country. It is also the discretion of the president if he saw that they deserve to pay. But rather, if there are some obstacles that we see they cannot make it, I think it's for us also, as Zimbabweans, to correct the mistake, because president as an individual, he is a human. He can also make a mistake. I remember in his time of inauguration, I think he once said, I'm a president of the people, we have to listen to the people. He can always listen to the people. But for us to start by condemning, even if they can be assigned to a diplomatic mission, it's not about it to start in Europe. They might start here in Africa. And from time to time, their weak standard was also observed. That is what I believe. I think we need to have a support. For the reason beyond that, I think the president is thinking of building also a new military, which has got the new generation that has come into the military maybe back in the early 80s until today. of all those to reward of the ads, Zanda forces and Zipra forces to give them other parties to participate in the regional and continental and worldwide. And that is my take, and that is my observation.
Yes.
We need to support and to see if we can come up with something as Zimbabweans.
You mentioned
not take us anyway.
Maybe can you hold him 1 second?
Can you? I have a question for you. Just hold on. Eh?
Yeah, just hold on 1 second. Mr. Mananda, don't go away. Yeah, let's get Mr. Chief Chirandu. Chief Chirandu, are you there on the line? Yeah, Chief Chirandu, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
1 minute. Can we have a quick reaction to what Mr. Mananda is saying? You know, he seems to be saying, you guys are just condemning for the sake of condemning these generals. 1 minute.
The problem is these people are coming from a system which we cannot even support.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the problem is. We can't say, let's give these people an opportunity, let's give them a chance, they can do well, whatever. Because where they're coming from, it's where the problem is. The root cause of the problem is the system from which they are being bred, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where the problem is. We cannot have the situation where they say, no, they'll do good. But, I mean, you can't say, Manaonyoka is a prison. Manaonyoka is not a rumba. So, it's wrong. It's wrong. As you know, what is wrong is wrong, you know.
Yeah, your minute is...
Thank you. We are coming from the wrong system, so we can't support them.
Yeah, your minute is up. Let's have Mr. Moyo. Baba Moyo, umzwile lapho ekhuluma uMananda. Uthi lina elikhulumayo ukuthi labelibonga ugcona nje ukuthi la ngamasotsha nje benza lokhu lalokhu. Alikhangeli okuphambili phela. Ngokutsho kwakhe uMananda.
No, uyabona baba Duzi. Into ekhona lapha ukuthi lapho esivela khona koniwe kakhulu ngamasotsha. Kuyakhumbula ngo-2008, almost 2,000 people were killed. In 1983-84, people were killed by soldiers. Kathesi futhi mhlaka 1 August, so kuphela ama-elections, people were killed by soldiers. Kathesi kuma-demonstrations, people were killed by soldiers. Then these people qualified to be diplomats. In which way?
Mm-hmm.
A diplomatic meeting is an honorable job. How do you honor a murderer?
Yeah, mana kona basukuba mbu. Sikuba mbu mlomo. Yeah, sikuba mbu.
Ikamba ya kungolile. Sikuli kasi. Izanda za uziopa.
Yeah, besuku nikumzuzo. Sibi lutu pendule. Sese ngabukela kumanando. Mbu zine sishona. Yeah, kona poki. Ngakono kukulunga.
Yeah, vamanando. Ndona kupunza. Mataura mchiti mimi. Vamunanga kwa vakataura kuti vanoterera zvidozva vanhu. Kana makatarisa pane zvaitika kusvika pari zvino. Mungati president vanga vachiterera here kuti vanoterera here zvinodiwa navanhu.
Mazvita. Kana wokuterera kwa president unogona kusaonekara nekuda kwepressure yakawanda yemunyika. Nzara yaruma mumusha. Vana vanoda kutya. Vana vanoda kuenda kuchikoro. Vana vanoda uniforms. Izvozvo zvine zvakatariswa vana baba vomupisha varimo mupisha kuti vaone kuti vana vavo vawana chikapo vane chiwaio zvinokwanisa kuti vanga vachirarama. Asizve kuti zvimwe izvozvo zvinenge zvichifamba kuti baba ava vakwanise kunobudirira kwavanoenda kana kunoshuvisha kwavanoda kunotsvaga chikapo vanokwanisa kuwana rutsigiro rwokuti murume uyu zvamunomona akadai tigere naye mumamana medu hatina hedu kunge takaonawo chakaipa chaanoita ungo munhu munhu une zvaanoitawo zvinogona kuzakwadza vanhu nezvimwewo zvinofadza vanhu ndo saka ndichigara ndichi tarisai muoneko zvinova hwande nemi vandatikanga
mwegore
ratatinosvika pakati petu tichingopopota rigopera tichipopota tabudisei by the end of the day kana tisina kupa purezident kana wokuti purezident these are the issues that we wanted to do as Zimbabweans. Can't we take this direction? Makaterera wo zvatinoda kuti tione
then don't put in the one of Pamba, Sakabatana Pamachet. Condemnation in a telequator is not going to pay us any price. Regardless of the painful the Zimbabweans that they are going through, how imminent the funding situation in the morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I think it's very clear there. So let's go straight to Mr. Unfortunately, Mr. Charles Mtekwa dropped off, you know, his phone. So let's go back to Chief Chirandu. So in rounding up our discussion today, so when you hear Mr. Mananda speaking like he's doing right now, that's a ZANU-PF kind of perspective in terms of how things happen in Zimbabwe. So at the end of the day, what's the way forward, you know, for Zimbabwe? Since we are in a fix, Mr. or Chief Chirand.
I think, well, we are not going anywhere. We don't seem to be heading towards a point where we will say things are getting better. It seems we are just observing and seeing mistakes being made one after another. And there is no hope inside where we say today we are talking positively about what is happening in the country. It's all about the wrong things happening. And unfortunately, we have some Zimbabweans who tend to, you know, praise and worship people who are not doing the right thing. That's where we have a problem. That's our major problem. That our perspective, the way we see things, is actually different. There are people who have a soft stance over wrong things, totally wrong things. And I wonder sometimes you do really you feel hurt and pained that you still have people among us who believe it's very unfortunate.
Thank you. Yeah.
Currently, as we speak, we have a disaster in Zimbabwe where those Makorokoza have been trapped underground. And if you look at the images that are coming from there, these are pre-civilization efforts being made, not by the government, but even by people. People who are just trying, who are contained, who are people, the miners that died underground. We don't see anything. We are in some countries outside Zimbabwe where if there was such an incident, we would see rescue efforts, equipment having been pulled and brought on site to show that people are in solidarity
with the disaster that has struck the country, but not
like that. And you still have people who are supporting a system which has killed people.
Chief Chirandu, thank you so much. Siye kubabake ubaba Clement Moyo. Boa moyo ngamafutshane nje 30 seconds kuba khona phoke
baba Dube abantu baduba ngokucabanga ukuthi masithothoza izalo siyayizonda yino shine ngayisiyo nalo asibazoni sangagavela ukuthi saba support sasikhothoza lo ongaba supportive that kathi singasiboni thini ke singaba supportela yonke lengqondo but is commission yokudingisisa ukubulawa kwabantu wamotshakala izimali bathatha isikhathi beinvestigate kwenziwa ama-recommendations. Kasiboni okulandela lokhu okwenziwa nguhulumeni. So sesicabange nathini ukuthi kusho ukuthi abantu laba babulawa ngabomu abantu babe-trained abantu ebulala ngani baphinde baphinde.
Siyabonga, siyabonga.
Babulala bani.
Hayi, isikhathi tu, baba Moyo. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Charles Mtekwa of the MTC Alliance, Chief Chirandu, a former captain in the Zimbabwe National Army, Mr. Mananda, our usual, caller, and now he has become a prominent guy here on the show. And then Mr. Clement Moyo, a human rights activist. I wish to say have a nice, nice evening. This is Kip Stuba in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Until we get together again on another subject, Please take care. Good night.